Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. This week we have been dealing with the three parts to verse 7 of Genesis chapter 2. Thus far we have covered parts 1 and 2. Can more be said about this? Yes, but more can always be said. Sometimes less is more, particularly when we take into account attention spans. So what I have said stands. Today I want to get us into part 3. First, I will read the whole of verse 7, and then we'll look at this last part. If you have your Bible there with you, open it to Genesis 2, verse 7. You do not have to go very far, Genesis being the first book of the Bible. This is what Genesis 2, verse 7 says. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. The third and last part to the verse says, and man became a living being. Who is man? Man is a living being. Here's what I want to do. I want to share with you an insight and then show you in the Bible where I get this. Here's the insight. Man is closely related to the earth. Man is physical with a body. But man is also closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. Let me repeat that on a Friday, as your energy may be waning. Man is closely related to the earth. Man is physical with a body. But man is also closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. As we have already seen in verse 7, man is definitely related to the earth. The verse starts, the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground. We cannot get any closer to the earth than having been formed from it. And man is physical with a body. Verse 7 continues, when the Lord God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. We talked about the body this week. We are physical, bodily beings. In this sense, we are not unlike the animals. Animals are closely associated with the earth, and they are physical with bodies. Consider your pet dog or cat. Ah, but then there is a major distinction between the animals and man, because man is closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. Animals are not. Now let's go to the Bible. This phrase, and man became a living being. These words, living being, are of great interest, of course, because this is who man is. This is who woman is. We're living beings. The sense here does speak to us as having souls. Man is both body and soul. But we have to depend on later developments in the scripture on which to build our doctrine, our theology, and our teaching of the human soul. I am glad that the translators of the New American Standard Bible, the NASB, from which I read, used the words living being and not living soul, because being captures the Hebrew much better. And living being is found in several other scriptures, and most of these speak of animals. Being consistent with our approach all week, let's look at some of these references. Another day, another Bible study. But to simplify this, we'll stick to Genesis. So if you have your Bible there, follow along as we move through Genesis and find this same living being. At the end, I will repeat each reference in case you want to look these up later, and I will also add two that I will not read. Okay? Sounds good? I hope that you will stick with me as I support my point biblically that man is closely related to the earth, a man is physical with a body, but man is also closely related to eternity, man is spiritual with a soul. First up, we go back to Genesis chapter 1, and let's start at verse 20. I'm reading Genesis 1:20. Then God said, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. The term living creatures is the same word in Hebrew for living beings. But the term in Genesis 1:20 refers to water animals. Go to the next verse, Genesis 1:21. God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind, and God saw that it was good. Well, there it is again, living creature. That is the same Hebrew word translated as living being, used to describe man. Now drop down in Genesis to chapter 1 and verse 24. I'm reading Genesis 1:24. Listen for the phrase living creatures. Then God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind. And it was so. Once again, living creature. That is the same Hebrew word translated as living being, used to describe man. But here it describes the animals like cattle and creeping things. And now let's go over to Genesis chapter 2. Man is in the garden by now and God acts again. I'm reading Genesis 2 verse 19. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 19. Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. Living creature. Same word used for living being. And obviously, here is a description of the animals Adam named. And finally, come with me to Genesis chapter 9. I have three verses to read here. The context is the time following the great flood that God used to destroy the earth and everyone in it, except Noah and his family. I will read Genesis 9, verses 10, 12, and 15. Listen for our words, living creature. Genesis 9:10, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you. Genesis 9:12, God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I am making between me and you and every living creature that is with you. And Genesis 9:15, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And never again shall the water become a flood to destroy all flesh. Well, by now I think you see what I see. In Genesis 2:7, man became a living being. That word for living being is the same word translated living creature in reference to animals in all of these other texts. One more. In Genesis 9, verse 16, living creature refers to both man and beast. Listen to Genesis 9:16. When the bow is in the cloud, then I will look upon it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. Well, that is the promise of the rainbow. Every living creature refers to both man and animal. If this is of greater interest to you, let me deposit two more references into your brain and your notes. I will not read these, but they are Leviticus 11, 10 and 46. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 10 and 46, as well as Ezekiel 47, verse 9. Ezekiel 47, 9. So, having read all of this, let me ask a key question. Indeed, a question you might have. Here is the question. Should we then assume that animal life and human life is equal? A lot of people think that it is, but the biblical answer is no. Human life is of much greater value than animal life. Now, I do not think you should use this as an excuse to mistreat an animal. Do not kick your dog. But animals are not people too. Animal life and human life is not equal. And where do I get that biblically? I get this, We get this from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Once again, we have to take the whole Bible together, and in these verses, we read about a clear and convincing distinction between man and animal. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 says, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." Man and woman are made in the image of God. Animals are not. Man and woman are closely related to eternity. We are spiritual beings with souls. Animals are not. Indeed, we are created to rule over animals. Genesis 1, 26 and 27 clearly elevates man over animal. The biblical truth is, as created by God, men and women are unique among all the creation. Man is closely related to the earth. Man is a physical being with a body. There's no doubt about that. But man is also closely related to eternity. Man is spiritual with a soul. And again, later in the Bible, we learn about what is our soul. But it is enough to say here that every man and woman has a soul. We have a soul. And we are living beings. And that is the message of Genesis 2, verse 7, and this third part. So we have, hopefully, a thorough understanding of this key verse. "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." I hope that you will have learned a lot this week, and that you might reflect on this on the weekend. We will return here on Monday, and we'll do that when you join me for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.